brother. What's up?
This is a hey, big nice. Party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig
like,
it.
Stop right on. What's
up? Hey, man, what's your name?
Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Evan?
Pretty good, man. You know, pretty good. It's dark out. So that's
yeah,
my that's my jam.
Let me pose this question because it was the old folk used to say befuddles.
Sure.
They used to use the word called befuddles.
Mm-hmm.
And this befuddles me. The Pentagon just got $778 billion, but the U.S. aid that was distributed, you know, that was used to distribute COVID vaccines across the nation is running out.
Yeah.
Why is there more money for the military-industrial complex at the same time the U.S. is refusing to spend $25 billion needed to make enough additional vaccines to vaccinate the world?
Because that's called, you know, funding the military, where crucial funding for things like vaccination infrastructure are called, you know, debt addition. They're called financial risk and inflationary. It's all wording, and at the end of the day, it is befuddling.
Isn't there a guy who calls here constantly and says, "We the people out of government"?
I think so.
Okay,
remember, he might have to remind us though.
Guy,
yeah,
I don't remember who that guy is, but he always tries to remind us that we the people are the government. I wonder if we the people had it our way.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew that $25 billion, the additional $25 billion that was given to the Pentagon that they didn't ask for. So the $778 billion, that's $25 billion more than they even asked for, that they received, that $25 billion would vaccinate the entire world.
Yeah.
Shouldn't the American people ask that question?
Yeah, yes, but more than rhetorically. I know plenty of people that ask that question, but they don't. It's not actionable information in their mind to where, you know, the people that we select for local representation, local representative government, up to the state level, up to the, like, we are the device, you know, to install these people. So we've been separated from that. People don't think about themselves as having agency. Is, you know, you're talking about military spending, this massive idea, you know, that they're not responsible for that.
So our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Is it okay with you, the American people, that our military just received, or it's the bill was just signed, that our military is going to receive $778 billion additional dollars,
mm-hmm,
and 25 more billion than they even asked for. At the same time, the pandemic is running rampant in the entire world. When we, with only 25 billion of those dollars, could vaccinate the entire world. Why would we not do that? Why would we not, as a people, as a nation, say, this could help end the entire risk of COVID for a $25 billion, which is a drop in the bucket? That's the money that the military will spend on caviar.
And I would say, in response, that we are doing that to a point as far as our willingness to provide limited infrastructure, but the vaccines to basically anybody And what we're seeing is a breakdown in their ability to actually take these, you know, store them, preserve them long enough to get them into people's arms.
Well,
so, but, I know what you're saying, though.
According to Politico, the agency which works with officials in the State Department has over the past year largely relied on more than $1.6 billion allocated through the American Rescue Plan to help facilitate the shipment and administration of COVID-19 vaccine. Not $25
billion. Oh, no, I know what you mean. But for example, last week we spoke, and as far as South Africa, right? And they're not wanting to accept more vaccines because they have no way to preserve them for any period of time.
And that may be the case with South Africa. But what they are saying in this article is that if we allocated those funds, mm-hmm. that would be certainly what we should do is make it affordable to people.
And available.
And to these nations available. And then, you know, deal with the rest later. But they are not going to refund the resources to U.S. aid.
Yeah.
It's what this article is saying. And yet we spent the 25 extra billion to the military, but we can't afford to spend this other 25 billion to help vaccinate the world. Who do we have on the line, man?
First up here, we've got Dick from Madison.
Hey, Dick, how you doing, man? Can you explain to me, Dick, listen to this. At the administration's first COVID-19 summit with foreign representatives in September, U.S. officials noted it would take at least $7 billion in 2022 to ensure shots are administered across the globe. Right now, that money is not allocated. You know, $1.6 billion. And yet, we have not allocated the additional almost $6 billion and we're saying we don't have the resources to do so. But yet, we had the resources to give 25 additional billion to help prepare to destroy the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But not, you know, go ahead, Dick. You're a wise man. Well, what do you say?
Well, thank you for that, and Happy New Year's early. My question would be, you know, when they're talking about money, how much money's lost if we don't do it? In other words,
excellent point.
The pandemic keeps on keeping on. It's money well spent to eradicate it and get it over with. It's destroying world economies. These idiot Republicans want to stand out there on their soapbox and cry about, you know, the economy this and the economy that if we have to shut down, but yet they won't tell our constituents to get a damn shot.
You know, the whole world. Go ahead, Dick.
No, I mean, it only makes good sense that huge numbers of the world get vaccinated during a pandemic. But, you know, I'm simple. It just looks very simple to me. That's the way you get out from under this. But, no, that's not what we're going to do.
So why? Here's what they're saying. And, again, this is in today's Politico. Why is there more money for the military-industrial complex providing no additional protection for our national security and arguably diminishing it? At the same time, the U.S. is refusing to spend the $25 billion needed to make enough additional vaccines to vaccinate the world, recently asked Public Citizen President Robert Weissman earlier this month, citing the consumer advocacy group's analysis of how much it would take to inoculate humanity.
Yeah.
But, you know, what is the right thing to do, man? We all know the right thing to do is when we're talking humanity, it can't be we're Americans and the rest of the people, we aren't part of the human race.
Especially given the fact that what we're talking about here is not immediately spending $25 billion. It's signaling to the world that we're willing to help, right? I mean, because we can allocate funds like that, snap of a finger. But it's about signaling that we're willing to help. And more than willing, that we're asking who needs it. You know, I think that's a very, very good point.
Well, what we are saying is we don't care about the rest of you. We're being selfish. And the world is looking at us in that manner. And there's no other way to look at it but to say that we are a selfish people, a selfish population. I remember a time when this nation would help deal with famine in countries when I was a young person. And we would look at nations who needed to be fed, and we would do everything within our power to make sure those things happened because of who this nation was. This is a harbinger, once again, of what has happened to this nation and the American people and what we've allowed for those who represent us to do. And it's a sad, sad tale that $25 billion can fix this globally. And it's not something we can find in our hearts to do. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Thank you, Dick.